Close your eyes and be with the breath, all the way in, all the way out. Think of the breath surrounding you. It's not just at the nose, but it's in the back of the head, it's down at the feet, it's the top of the head, and the shoulders and the arms, the back, the front. Think of yourself as being bathed in the breath, and think of it flowing comfortably. This is good both for body and for the mind. Good for the body in the sense that it improves the circulation throughout the body. Parts that usually get cut off now get a chance to get some of the blood, some of the nourishment, and some of the energy. Because this body is subject to wearing down, and it needs repair. This is one of the ways we repair it, and it's for free. They haven't privatized the air yet. You certainly can't privatize your breath. Your breath is yours. So take advantage of it. Learn how to breathe in a way that feels nourishing all the way through all the nerves. This increases your physical strength and increases your strength of mind as well. Of course, of the two, the most important is strength of mind. Because the nature of physical strength is that it gets stronger and stronger for a while, and then it begins to go weak. Things you used to be able to do, you can't do anymore. And the body doesn't ask permission to stop obeying you, it just stops. So we don't give up, though. As Ajahn Mahabhu said, as you get older and the body is capable of doing less and less, try to figure out what you can do and squeeze whatever goodness you can out of the body before you have to throw it away. Because even if you live to 100 years, it's still a very short time. This is your window of opportunity to do some good. Develop goodness in your thoughts, in your words, in your deeds. So whatever you can do to develop strength of mind. So that when the body's weak, the mind isn't weak. When the body's sick, the mind doesn't have to be sick. It can have its independent source of strength inside. That's what you want to develop. So we look after the body with the breath. We look after the mind with the breath. After all, we worked hard to get this human body and this human mind. And so we want to get the most use out of it. And the breath provides a good foundation, both for body and for mind. And it puts the mind in a position where it can see itself a lot more clearly. So it develops the power not only of concentration, but also of mindfulness and discernment. All the strengths can get developed here inside.